hardly be called healthy or sustainable or resilient. Such clarity means the world to us.
Tonight's essay was written and presented by Dr. Kurt Meine and produced in Wales by Jeremy Grange. The programme was first broadcast last October. Tomorrow night, the Nature writer Richard Mabey finds unexpected links between Rachel Carson's Silent Spring and the work of the English rural poet John Clare, who died a century earlier. That's the essay at the same time, 10:45, tomorrow night, here on BBC Radio 3.
What would you like to hear?
You pick the music. That's the message to the BBC Proms audience at London's Royal Albert Hall from the Budapest Festival Orchestra and conductor Ivan Fischer. It's an intriguing concert style that's proved very popular for them back home, and it forms the second of two Proms concerts Fischer and the Budapest Festival Orchestra are giving on Friday night. First at 7 o'clock is more conventional. Liszt and Mahler rubbing shoulders in a programme of music with Hungarian connections. Friday night at the BBC Proms with the Budapest Festival Orchestra on BBC Radio 3.
Well, that's to come on Friday night, but meanwhile tomorrow night, a programme by the Israel Philharmonic. They're visiting the Proms with their conductor for life, Zubin Mehta, and Gil Shaham as the soloist in the first half in Brooks' G minor violin concerto, tomorrow night from 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now just after 11 o'clock and time for Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Franklin's EK Bass Shakedown, slickly fusing Afrobeat with 70s funk from the self-titled album released earlier this year. That track, Kumani Walk, and welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Tonight's selection includes new music from Shadeen, Thundercat and the Simon Sound, plus some great tracks from Tony Scott, Lulu Cortez and Benny Maupin. And more sounds from New York now. From the album Chicada, this is Hazmat Modine featuring Natalie Merchant, Child of a Blind Man.
Gotta face a changing planet. Weather population out of balance. Wages, world warfare. Can we fix it with our love? Can we rise above? Gotta face myself, can I? Can we rise above?
best known for his work with Herbie Hancock's Headhunter Band and later for performing on several Meat Beat Manifesto albums. That was Benny Maupin from his 1974 debut ECM record, The Jewel in the Lotus. And Herbie Hancock actually features on that record as well on piano. And before that, The Rising Tide from Mia Doy Todd's ninth and most recent album, Cosmic Ocean Ship. Next up, from Justin Adams and Gilda Camera, this is Halanum.
Thank you.
Released on Real World, a track from Entrance by Juju, that's Justin Adams on guitar, and Jill DeCamera on Riti and vocals. And music now dedicated to the rocket-like structure that formed part of the landscape of the Festival of Britain on London's South Bank back in 1951. This is the Simon Sound in the Shadow of the Skylon.
Thank you.
That's taken from the forthcoming debut EP from Microsec. Hope you enjoyed that very richly detailed piece, 008000. And before that, the Simon Sound in the Shadow of the Skylon. It's Nick Luskin with you here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. And next up, music from Brainfeeder, a label that, for me, keeps coming up with the goods, putting out some really great music covering many moods of electronica, jazz and alternative club sounds. And I think the debut album from Thundercat could be the finest album release on the label to date. Features this from the Golden Age of Apocalypse, possibly dedicated to Scooby-Doo. This is Mystery Machine. Thank you.
Thank you.
That song will always take me back to the endless, long and lazy school summer holidays and the TV show The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, covered there by Dave Botha and Stuart Staples from Tindersticks. And you also heard what's probably best described as freak folk from mysterious English band Savaging Spires. And before that, music from Sol Reza, a sound designer and artist based in Buenos Aires, a track called The Cat. The new single now from a man described as part Tom Zay and part Tom York. This is Brazil's Lucas Santana with Sierra Regina e Nana.
Antes o meu coração tocava só pra Sierra. Antes é que o meu cordão batia só pra Sierra. Antes o meu coração tocava só pra Sierra. Antes é que o meu cordão batia só pra Sierra. Ela era tão bonita que ensandecia a tropa. Evocava o meu olhar que orbitava a sua volta. Mas quando apertava a tecla, nunca trocava nota. O encanto bateu botas, eu vazei daquela festa. Agora o meu coração toca pra Regina.
Young Touareg guitar legend and subject of a recent documentary film, Les Bombino, from an album named after his hometown of Agadez, with a Salam Fewan, peace to you. And from Niger to Congo, featuring the giant banjo-like Karindula, this is BBK with Mado Mado. You'll find that on the Karanzula Sessions, Traddy Modern Sounds from Southeast Congo, BBK with Mado Mado. And the next track is from an artist I discovered through a Twitter link to a free song on her Bandcamp page. And that's more proof, really, that the musical discovery revolution is rolling on. I've since booked her to play at a recent event I put on in East London. Someone to witness live, for sure. This is Shadeen with Think It Through. You may have caught her wonderful Maida Vale Lake Junction session last week. That's Mara Carlisle, whose album has been through many twists and turns, but it's finally here, and it's well worth the wait. From Floriette, that track King. And before that, young rising star from Hackney, Shadeen, with Think It Through. And music now from Mauricio Velasierra, who plays a South American flute called a quena. And from his album Rodar, this is Carrilera. Thank you. Received that piece of music just a week after the devastating tsunami in Japan earlier this year. The postmark showed the package was sent from the district of Fukushima just 2 days before the resulting nuclear power station incident. And I was intrigued by the CD. I sent an email to the address and thankfully got a reply back from the musician who's called Abba Yuta. And we've been in touch by email quite a bit since then. And although things will probably never be quite the same in that part of Japan, he did mention that he takes great hope and inspiration from the fact that his music's being heard outside the country. And recently I've started buying music again on cassette tape, which is something I didn't think I'd ever see again. And lots of new releases being available on that format once again. And although this next track features on a limited edition of 100 C60 tapes, you'll be glad to hear that it's also out in unlimited form through all good digital download stores as well. This is Ambrosia with Halcyon 1978. That's music on the Bomb Shop label from Ambrosia with Halcyon 1978. A couple of weeks ago, I DJed at an outdoor cinema event. The place was packed out with around 2,000 people and their picnics, all there to see Wong Kar-wai's In the Mood for Love. And I still can't get the main theme out of my head. Wonderful piece of music from Umebayashi Shigeru. This is Yumeji's theme. That's new from the Coleman Brothers on Wawa 45's, a track called A Better Day. And many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. I'll leave you with a piece from Tony Scott's Music for Zen Meditation, recorded in Tokyo in 1964. This is Sanzen, Moment of Truth.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The composer-performer for this opening couple of hours, among the composers playing or conducting their own music, Debussy, Bartok, Stravinsky, Shostakovich, and Sibelius, who died in 1957, which means, of course, he lived well into the gramophone age, and he often conducted his own music, but never for the gramophone, this being the single exception. Sibelius wrote his Andante Festivo for string quartet, but he made this arrangement of it for strings and timpani expressly for the 1939 New York World Fair, conducted it too, and the result wafted into the undulating forested interior of the New York World Fair's Finnish Pavilion.
Thank you.
the only example of Sibelius on record as a conductor. Sibelius in 1939, conducting his own Andante Festivo with the Helsinki Grand Radio Orchestra. Those were the days, weren't they, when grand and radio went together. In fact, that's the forerunner of what we now know as the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Another example now of the composer in person, Debussy, preserved on a piano roll from 1913 in two of his pieces, this first one, The Engulfed Cathedral.
Thank you.
Music by Claude Debussy, and Debussy himself at the piano there. Piano rolls he made in 1913 of his Soirée dans Grenade, and before it La Cathédrale engloutie. From the, some would say, mechanical medium of piano rolls to microphones and microgrooves, the Hungarian Erno Dohnányi died in 1960, and as a pianist he was Hungary's successor to Liszt. Well, here he is now, playing his own variations on a Hungarian folk song. Erna Dohnányi playing his own variations on a Hungarian folk song. The 1953 public's reaction to Britain's coronation opera Gloriana was We Are Not Amused, so after the premiere, Britain made a symphonic suite from the music, and you'll hear it now with Britain himself conducting the Southwest German Radio Orchestra in 1956. And the oboe, normally in the suite, plays the lute song, but the bonus here is tenor Peter Pears singing in the lute song, performed when Essex and Elizabeth I are alone.